I'm Janelle, and you're listening to Mom's Secret Fort. Hey out there. If you don't already know, I'm in lockdown with my family in Berlin, Germany because of the coronavirus. It's day 15, and because we only speak English at home, the longer we're in this situation, the faster German language is falling out of my head. To be fair, it was barely there to begin with. I've been working on it in fits and starts over the years, but German is no joke. I could spend my whole life just trying to figure out the words and the and never get it right. If you don't know much about German, just know there are multiple versions of and the, and a million rules you have to figure out before you know which version to use. So while I stand around in a store working out how to ask a question without sounding like an idiot, the employee has long gone for coffee. Of course, what sticks the most are the words and phrases I need in daily life. For example, well, let's just say I can German my way through a bakery just fine. I'm assuming many of you don't speak German, so today I thought I'd share a German word that really found its moment leading up to lockdown. I think it's kind of awesome that a word would have a moment, and long after it's been around. Kind of like in 1984 when Clara Peller became famous at age 81 for yelling, "Where's the beef?" in commercials for Wendy's hamburgers. God, I love a good 80s reference. Anyway, the German word I want to share with you is Hamsterkäufer. It may sound more clear to you if I say Hamsterkäufer. Apologies to anyone who is German and is now clawing their ears off. I know, I'll get there. For the rest of you, Hamsterkäufer translates to hamster purchases. The Germans are nothing if not practical people. Most long words are simply two, three, or four short words smashed together. Why make up new words when you can use what's already there? I love it. If you haven't figured it out, the reason this word has become part of everyday vernacular is because it refers to hoarding. Picture a hamster stuffing its cheeks full of snacks for later, and you've got the idea. So a few weeks before we went into lockdown, German authorities recommended that we all stock up on a few basics. Stock, not hoard, mind you. The idea being that reducing trips to the store reduces contact and therefore slows the virus. I don't think people understood there would still be food, though, so things got out of control quickly. Hamsterkäufer. Almost immediately, recommended items were sold out. By now, you've probably all seen this where you are, probably for similar things, too. Here, any given day, you couldn't find hand sanitizer, dry pasta, beans, red lentils, but strangely only red. What else? Canned fish, rice. And then this one was probably unique to Germany. No more Nutella. I'm not sure if Germans count Nutella as an essential part of their diet or if it's just a delicious treat when all else isn't going well. I've had an open jar in our cupboard for over a year, so I will grant them that it's shelf stable. Then, of course, there's the one item that has been all over local and international news, the one thing for which there is no substitute. You probably know what I'm talking about. If not, what's round and square and has made perfectly nice people say judgy and awful things about other perfectly nice people? Toilet paper. My husband read somewhere that the reason it's hard to keep on the shelves is that it's expensive to store. So there is no stockpile of toilet paper somewhere. So when people start to buy 2 or 3 or 4 weeks' worth of toilet paper, it disappears really quickly. Then, of course, when we see it disappear, we conjure an unimaginable image of life without it, and we lose our nerve to trust that more will come. So here we are, a world brought together by the need for wispy bits of paper to wipe our behinds. Needless to say, on day one of lockdown, I was immediately nervous about the toilet paper situation in our house. Despite having socked some away. My husband and daughter and I agreed we were all going to be very careful, but what I thought was a 2-week supply at least has been dwindling very quickly. I've been dropping little reminders, usually while we're trapped at the dinner table. Yeah, I've been a real treat to live with. They swear they're being careful, but it keeps disappearing. Am I the only one taking this seriously? The idea of not having toilet paper has been turning me into a nut. I have these images of them tumbling off long streams of paper to blow their nose or kill a bug or just wad up in a ball and shove somewhere. Then, a couple of days ago, I caught my daughter red-handed. I walked into the room to find her kicking a brand new roll of toilet paper between her feet like a hacky sack. When she saw the I'm about to lose my S look on my face, she quickly explained that it was an assignment from her PE teacher, then left me to my ranting. What? What kind of reckless person would instruct children to kick toilet paper at a time like this? It was like he had reached his hand directly into my cupboard and grabbed a roll. Oh, I was having thoughts. But then I really thought about Claire's PE teacher, Mr. Jordan, and what kind of person he is. He's been to our home for dinner. He organized games and even choreographed a dance for 10 girls for Claire's birthday party last year. He's invited Claire to represent her school at multiple sporting events over the last 3 years, and is really the reason she got back into sports at all after we moved to Germany. He's one of my favorite of Claire's teachers, and the bar for that honor is super high. I realize that he's so committed to keeping these kids active and making it fun right now, but he knows that not all kids have somewhere outside they can go to exercise on their own, and that not all kids have a ball at home, and that all moms of kids who do have a ball at home have a rule to not kick it in the house. So this was his solution, and it was a good one. So what if the toilet paper gets a little dusty? Mr. Jordan had asked the kids to send in a video of their best attempt, so I loaned Claire a mini tripod and told her to go for it. I haven't said a thing to my family about using too much toilet paper since. We're all doing our best, and if it runs out, we'll survive. My friend Sandy said that once during a mountain guide training course, she learned to use a bandana for 3 weeks. The same bandana. I hope all of you have a few rolls of the good stuff around the house. And if not, just don't bring it up at the dinner table. Mom's Secret Fort is produced by me, Janelle Schermerhorn. The music is Isolation by producer Loom Hill. The best ways to keep Mom's Secret Fort going are to subscribe through your favorite podcast app, tell a friend, and like it on Facebook, where you can also access the show.